USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released from Hamas. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining. Reaction is coming in over Saturday night's shooting in Vermont of three students of Palestinian descent. Burlington police say their investigation is in the early stages and have not publicly said if they have a motive. While authorities haven't indicated whether or not they're calling it a hate crime, the Council on American Islamic Relations announced it's offering a $10,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of the perpetrator or perpetrators. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called the shooting shocking and deeply upsetting and added, hate has no place here or anywhere. The annual Carter Christmas tree lighting will go on. Laura Winters has the story.
The annual lighting of the Christmas tree in Plains, Georgia, taking on special meaning this year with the passing of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. For many years, she and her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, would light the town tree. He is receiving hospice care. Their son Chip on hand for this year's tree lighting.
The Kiss End of the Road Tour is back on the road. The band had to cancel its final two shows in Canada and this past Friday's show in Nashville. Well, Paul Stanley was sidelined with a bout of the flu. Kiss was back on the stage Saturday night in Indianapolis. Kiss is scheduled to play in Rosemont, Illinois, Monday night and in Baltimore on Wednesday before wrapping up everything with the shows Friday and Saturday night at Madison Square Garden. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Around 200 wild horses in Theodore Roosevelt National Park face an uncertain future as the National Park Service is set to decide next year on their potential elimination. The recent environmental assessment outlined three proposals: quick reduction of the horse population, gradual reduction, or no immediate action. Supported by influential figures like North Dakota Governor Doug Bergman and U.S. Senator John Hoeven, advocates are striving to preserve the horse's park. Officials have stressed the importance of public input. A chemical fire at a Kentucky train derailment prompted evacuations and displaced residents can now return home as the fire has been fully extinguished. The train derailed near Livingston in Rockcastle County, a town with around 200 people. Two of the 16 derailed cars carried molten sulfur, which ignited after being breached. CSX officials, after reviewing air monitoring data, deemed it safe for residents to return home. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison.
Breaking news out of Arizona, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, stabbed in prison Friday. Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
That's Laura Winters reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.